Show with Anna DeBlanchefer and 720 WGN. Mr. Tom Skilling is going to join us right now because the top story in the nation is the snow in Chicago, as far as I'm concerned.
Storm's heading our way, or the storm that's here, pretty much. We consider the rain and the winds picking up.
Tom, can you hear us?
You bet.
All right, Tom's on the telephone right now.
Well, the funny thing is he's on the telephone with us in the newsroom.
Oh, great. Can you get him to hang up in the newsroom?
Now he's available.
Tom.
He's so nice. He just joined us.
We're over here, Tom.
Tom.
Good.
Oh, there we
Phone's
go.
Ringing here and, microphone's on and text being sent out and all. It's a busy weather night here in Action Weather.
Yeah, but, sorry about that.
That's all right. That's good to talk to you guys. Yeah, you know, we've been saying this looks like kind of a pretty close setup to that Halloween 2014 setup where persistent northeast winds sent the lake levels up about 1 to 2 feet. That puts big chunks of the area beaches underwater, but takes the water up high enough that some of these 14 to 22 foot offshore waves can come ashore at about 10 feet and even wash up on the Lakeshore Drive down by Oak Street Beach. So that's what we'll be watching for. At the moment, the strongest gusts we have been up to 37 miles an hour at Soldier Field, and they're continuing to strengthen. But, you know, one thing, you were mentioning the snow, Ro. I heard you talking to Anna. This is a very peculiar system. Looks like what's going to happen is it'll stay mainly as rain in Chicago. We may get a couple of instances where we mix in some wet snowflakes. But in northwest Indiana and lower Michigan, that's where the dynamics of the storm, the strongest upper air lift goes through, and that produces what's called dynamic cooling. And that's where you could take the rain over to wet snow at times tonight and into tomorrow morning. And a couple of the heavier snow showers over there, or snowy periods, could lay down a quick couple of inches of snow, and that'll build as you go into Michigan to a rather wide swath of 4-inch or greater totals there. So, and on our side, it will stay mainly as rain with maybe an occasional mix-up with some snowflakes into morning. So that's kind of a strange orientation, but it's the kind of storm we're dealing with here.
So no accumulation anywhere in the city or really the suburbs?
I think that's probably right, Anna. And I think the best place for accumulation, and it won't be general there, is in northwest Indiana. In Michigan, it will be a pretty general accumulation of snow that occurs, it looks like.
Hmm.
So
why is Michigan, why does God hate Western Michigan?
Does he?
Is it the question?
It's a beautiful place.
Except in the summer. Hates it in the winter. It always seems like northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
And you know, whether it was at Berrien County, the first county in Michigan.
That's exactly right.
So when you get Porter Lake and Berrien County, Michigan, it's like, forget about it. It's like, it is like, whatever happens here, it's exponential there, and it is also exponential in Rockford. You ever notice that? No matter what happens here, it's like 10 times worse in Rockford.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of reasons. It has to do with geography and also the storm tracks in a particular season. But at Rockford, you get well away from the lake. So in certain storms, you can get cooling that goes on out there that isn't wide, you know, doesn't occur here in the city. And then you enhance precipitation with lake effect in certain storms over in the counties you mentioned like Porter, LaPorte, mm-hmm. St. Joe County, Berrien, Michigan, areas like that. So, it's like, you know, it's like tornadoes. The longer path length tornadoes tend to run along the south end of the lake and along that I-80 corridor back into northern Illinois. That's become a very active corridor in the last couple of tornado seasons.
So for tonight, all right, let's work through this here because I'm already in full panic mode.
Well, don't panic, Rob. The one thing is, it appears we've dodged a bullet in terms of heavy accumulating snow, but all the other elements of this storm are intact for us. And folks in Michigan may not have dodged a bullet with the heavy wet snow. So here's the deal: there's a wind advisory out for much of the Chicago area, and in the counties right up against the lake. That includes Lake Cook and in Indiana, Lake and Porter counties. There's a high wind warning that kicks in at 4 a.m. and runs into Friday night. That's also where the lakeshore warnings are in effect, right up against the lake. And that makes sense, because if you go out in DuPage and King County, there isn't a lake to flood, you know, so...
yeah, that's true. All right, so we got that going.
So what happens is the winds build, they're gusting up close to 40 in some open areas now.
And where are the winds coming from?
They're coming from the northeast.
From the northeast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the bad.
And
then
they'll become almost north-northeast later tonight, and they are stacked through the atmosphere. It's a perfect setup for... high winds, and the estimates are that there'll be something like 50 to 65 mile per hour gusts on the shoreline, and inland areas will see gusts up to or above 50 on occasion. And the reason you get stronger winds near the lake is because there's nothing to stop the wind out over the lake. No geographic features or terrain or buildings.
I think we need to do something out there. I think it's part of my plan.
Build something.
Build a big
wall.
Yeah. I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be a beautiful wall. I won't have a door in it.
Could put a tarp over the lake and shut down lake effect, you know.
I was thinking about that. Sure. I have a lot of ideas here.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Are there going to be any breaks in the rain at all if people are thinking about maybe they have an opportunity?
This will come in waves. It looks like what will happen is it will pick up from like the city and our southern suburbs south and east later tonight, and the rains north of that will be more occasional. But we're thinking in terms of... almost 2 inches of rain as an average, and some areas may get three or more. But that includes what's come down up to this point in some areas. And some areas in the southern suburbs have already had more than an inch, according to our...
Okay, so let's start in timing here. So we're already getting some rain now.
Yes.
When's it going to get heavy?
The rains will pick up as the night goes on. They'll become more general. I'm just going to pull up the appropriate graphs here. Yeah, it looks like it becomes more steady as you... head through much of the rest of the night from Chicago and our southern suburbs east and south. And there'll be rain north and west of that, too. It just it'll be more occasional up in that area. And then the rains continue steadily into the morning and become more occasional and even wind down at times. There may be brief periods where there are snowflakes mixed in here, but much of it will be liquid. And then there'll be this strange corridor in Indiana and Michigan, strange in relationship to the way the storm is moving. It's not the normal layout where we get cooling aloft, and we could take rain over to snow on occasion in some of those areas. And if you get under one of those snow bursts, you know, you might get some accumulation in those areas.
And when does this pull out of the area?
It's out of here later tomorrow night. We'll clear tomorrow night. It'll be beautiful and sunny on Friday. A lot of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds. But we'll go from tomorrow's 38 to 52 Friday to 63 Saturday and 76, if not 78, Sunday.
Oh, God. That's
a little warm, isn't it? That could just be a little warm.
Sounds terrific.
It does sound great. It looks like for Monday for the Cubs, still about 73. But there may be some showers and thunderstorms part of the day, so that we'll have to watch. But
let me tell you something, Tom.
What a rebound.
You're going to have to help me here, because as you recall, I had a little trouble with my air conditioning unit, because I turned it on in January because it was warm. Mm-hmm. And then I got an ice block as a result of it.
Yes.
And so the guy comes over to my house to fix it for American Weathermakers. Thank you. Yeah. And they were like, hey, moron, what are you doing? So now when it's going to be 78 on... I'm going to want to turn my air conditioning on.
Can I do that?
Is it going to be below freezing again?
Well, first, Ro, why don't you turn your air conditioning? That's the first warm day like that we've had in ages, and you should love that.
I love the idea, but it's just a little, it's just sometimes a little humid.
You sound like Micah Matera. Micah, during that last 70-degree spell, turned on her air conditioning.
I know. I like it cold indoors and warm outside.
I see.
Is that all right? That's okay. I am a 20th century man.
You are.
But wait, how high is it going to get? 70? What do you think, Tom?
I think 76 Sunday is an average, and
perfect.
You can't rule out a 78. I mean,
couldn't rule out a 78. Okay. See, at 76, I can work. I can do it. 78. But at night, it's got to be cool. I'll open the window at night because it'll be cooler at night.
Well,
right?
You know what's interesting too? The dew points, which are a measure of moisture, are going to go up to 60 and higher. That's that kind of air mass that feels like spring air. You know, one of the reasons. It feels so good in the spring is because we add moisture to the air. We pump the dew points up and the moisture level. And so that makes the warm air feel even warmer.
Are we going to get that smell by the
lake? Yeah. I think this will fill the air with that beautiful spring smell.
Yeah.
I love that smell.
Because that activates bacteria in the soils. And one of the byproducts of their life, their life function is to release...
gas.
Gas. Yeah. And that's part of that nice smell that we smell.
That does not sound very nice, but I do like the smell.
It took all the romance out of it. The bacteria's gas is being released into the environment.
The bacteria is a little gassy, so it was like... So basically what we're doing, that is disgusting. Bacterial flatulence is basically enjoying.
Bacterial flatulence. Yeah. I thought it was just a nice spring, fresh smell.
I don't know whether it's
bacterial flatulence, by the way, is the name of my band in college.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That does kind of take the zing out of it.
Yeah, it does. It does take the romance out of it.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you know, this is the sort of thing if you're on a date. Mm-hmm. And you're walking,
bad.
that smell, that spring smell, and that sort of that awakens other instincts, I think, in
it
the
does.
Human. Yeah. And,
oh, I see. Well, that's
and
an interesting.
So you should not at some point go, by the way, do you realize that
that's bacterial flatulence?
Bacterial flatulence.
Yeah. Now I feel like I have to share that with everyone.
Yeah.
It's just,
Let me learn something new.
Well, it shows that not all flatulence is created equal, you know?
That's for sure. Yeah, I've been told that. All right, Tom, thank you very much. We are going to see you tonight on the WGN-TV News at 5 and 6, and then, of course, at 9 and 10.
God willing, that's
and,
true.
And the creeks don't rise, and the creeks might rise here, because we got wind,
true.
We got water, we got all kinds of stuff happening.
We do.
Right. We'll be watching. A busy night.
Spring in Chicago with a gorgeous weekend on the way.
I'm in full panic, and I swear to God, if that guy goes out there with his surfboard tonight...
You're going to get mad at that.
I'm going to get so mad. I'm going to call for a full investigation.
Yeah.
Want him, Hillary, and Susan Rice all locked up.
Do you know, that always happens. The surfers always go out in that kind of... They go out before hurricanes. I got pictures from Australia of Cyclone Debbie that hit last week, and they had surfers Brisbane, Australia.
It's
so,
true.
Well, that's where surfers should be. It should not be on Lake Michigan
in
April.
Yeah, but not before a hurricane. He's saying when there's like cyclones or hurricanes coming
in,
but
that's
what
they
love to flock to the beaches and get that pre-storm, you know, the surf.
Right, yeah. But those are you expect those people to be crazy.
Right.
You do not expect some guy who's living in Streeterville to, first of all, have a surfboard.
Water temperatures that are near a hypothermic.
Yeah.
What is
the water temperature? 41, 42, something like that?
Yeah. It averages out to, it's 44 on the shoreline, 41 at the crib, 42 Michigan City. So it averages out to the
40s.
42,
42,
I mean, you're not that cool if it's not salt water.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm going to tell you? Stick that surfboard, pal.
Uh-huh.
All right,
you let
him
know.
I am going to let him. I already let him know. All right, Tom, thank you very much.
Okay,
we'll see
you. Guys, take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Don't blow away.
We'll try not to. There's Tom Skilling.
You know, that beautiful smell that we're smelling is bacterial flatulence.
That ruined it for me right there.